this second, this, in this Wednesday in the first week in Advent, the book of the prophet Isaiah prophesies the coming of the Messiah with bringing with him a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines on this mountain. And in the gospel, Jesus is on the mountain, sitting down with great crowds there and curing the lame and the blind and the deformed and the mute and many others. And the crowds were amazed and full of joy because of the gifts that Jesus is bringing to the people, the happiness he's bringing to the people. And we think, too, of the Eucharist that he brings to us with this symbol of the choice wines and rich food that our Lord brings. He brings with him at the coming in Christmas time, in this time we are longing for him, for his coming. He brings with him abundance, and the gospel here speaks of the multiplication of the loaves as well. Jesus multiplies and brings this abundance of good things to us, not necessarily material things, but graces and virtues and joy and happiness to us, and hope for a good life here, and hope for much better in the next life. And so we long for these good things. We long for the graces that we need and this goodness and this charity. We long for this in the coming of Jesus at Christmas time. And as we come to receive him in the Eucharist, we long for all these good things, these holy things, these things that will make us good and holy and happy and will bring joy to our hearts, and then we will spread it to the world. We want to be generous and full of that abundance of God's grace in our hearts, so we can share it to the world and to our neighbors. So we are longing for this. We're longing for these good things that Jesus will give us in himself, in the Eucharist, and at Christmas. And so let us stoke the fires of this this longing and this hunger, and yearn for the coming of Jesus.